our port is open source software that provides remote access to all your servers and devices via remote desktop, SSH, and almost every other remote access protocol. Command execution directly from your browser on a single machine or many machines in parallel. Automation of common tasks like installing software or applying updates. Securely log in to the central dashboard using two-factor authentication. The dashboard gives you a comprehensive overview of your entire infrastructure. You can access the remote desktop of any server from everywhere. A VPN is not needed. Also, public IP addresses or port forwardings are not necessary on the remote side either. Our port's remote access function fulfills the highest security standards. All communication is protected by strong encryption. Sniffing credentials is technically not possible. Accessing a Windows server from a Mac or a Linux desktop is also supported. Accessing a server via SSH is quick, easy, and secure. Key-based authentication is supported. Tunnels will make remote ports available anywhere. These tunnels are protected by access control lists, so only you can access them. All SSH clients are supported. You can execute a command on the remote machine directly from the browser, or you can execute PowerShell scripts. That allows you to execute even complex tasks quickly. The execution of commands and scripts on Unix-based remote machines is supported too. We provide ready-to-use clients for Windows, Linux, macOS, and IBM AIX. You can define in detail which commands are allowed. Executing commands or scripts on many machines in parallel saves you a lot of time. You can fully automate tasks like software provisioning. Scripts can be stored in a library for later reuse. Our port comes with a built-in vault. You can safely store metadata and even passwords in an encrypted database. Our port is full of awesome features. All this at no cost. Go to ourport.io and download it. Or try it out with our cloud-based worry-free offer.
Let's go.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thorsten, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about rPort. You have seen a quick introduction video, and I'm here to answer all your questions. But before, I want to show you